The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Another way to begin this morning would be by saying Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh man, I got you. Today is the beginning of the new year for the church year. Advent season is the mark of the new year as we begin the year looking forward to the coming of Jesus. That's the whole point. The coming of Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem. You may recall that last weekend a theme was waiting for Jesus to come as well. And that's for his second coming. So if you think about it, the end of the year, we're looking forward to Jesus coming. In the beginning of the year, we're looking forward to Jesus coming. And that's what the entire year is about. Looking forward to the Lord coming to be with us, whether it be in prayer, whether it be in the body and blood of Jesus. God is with us. And that's the most beautiful message that the Christian church has to share. Emmanuel, God is with us no matter what time of season, no matter what experience we're going through or circumstances in life. And so we're going to start the new year in a special way this year by focusing on one of those people that was involved in the birth narrative of Jesus. He's the quiet guy in the birth narrative. His name was Joseph. We're going to talk about Joseph a little bit today and his role in Jesus being born for us and for all people. Just a couple of notes. As you entered into the sanctuary, you can probably tell there's a little bit of chaos going on. Expect that to be definitely the case heading into next weekend. Chaos is a good thing when we have our youth leading us in worship and really a lot of activity happening at the church. And it's amazing all the things that are happening right now at Peace. Next Sunday, just really want to start off with this announcement. Next Sunday is the Children's Christmas Program. This sanctuary will be packed. You will want to get here a little bit early to secure a seat to be here. After the children's program, everyone is invited into the fellowship hall for refreshments, finger foods. And we need you to bring finger foods. We don't have anyone signed up to do that. So please bring finger foods. Stay for fellowship after church next Sunday. Let's see here. One other announcement about kind of the chaos and activity that's been going on. Thank you for the amazing response this last week for reaching the needs in the community. We challenged our church to come up with 5 hygiene baskets. I believe we went above a little bit. Is that true, Diane? And it's even more than probably 7 that I saw out there. Yeah, because there were extra supplies. So thank you for the great response for the hygiene kits that goes to families in need and in need of hygiene items in the Philomath community area. And then we had just an amazing response as well. There we go. We had an amazing response as well for the Vina Moses gift tags. Usually a typical year, we have about 45 to 50 tags this year. They thought highly of you. I told them to think lower. They said, Peace Lutheran, we're going to give you 90 tags. So we had 90 tags out there, and they were all taken. So thank you for that. One other bit of good news. You might be thinking, I didn't have time to get my gift in. We're extending it one more week. So George is going to come by next Sunday to pick up any other gifts. They will take them. Just go ahead, if you bring them unwrapped, place the tag on them and put them out here in the narthex. One other last note about the Advent season. Peace Lutheran is celebrating in a unique way as we do each year, and that is we're celebrating midweek Advent services in the form of Holden Evening Prayer. It's a sung worship service between pastor and other singers and the congregation. We have Suzanne playing on the flute and Colleen's playing on the piano. It's just a beautiful service and a great way to prepare our hearts in a very busy season for the coming of Jesus. Everyone's invited for these services. In the bulletin, you'll see that it says that the service is at 7. Just pretend that that's not there. It's 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Our Advent services are on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. If you show up at 7 o'clock, we'll give you a recording and you can listen to it and you can take it home. Okay, we are going to ask our choir to come forward to set the theme for our worship today. It really is a great theme, which is the coming of the Lord.